beginning, Piggy?
Guess what? It's me.
You sitting there? Or are you sitting here?
I don't know.
I can sit.
Can I have a second chair?
Yeah.
I was going to turn the overhead.
Sure.
What you got?
Ooh. Mott's Clamato Caesar Extra Spicy.
Mort!
Hi!
Phone's on silent.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to All Range Mode Season 2, Episode 8. Today we're going to do a little bit of open forum and discuss some of your feedback. We appreciate you listening. Let's start the show.
All Range Mode!
Hi, my name's Joe. To my right, I have Doug.
Hey.
To Doug's right, we have Chet.
Hello, everybody.
So it's just the three of us today. All right.
No Dan.
No Dan yet.
Wait, it's been like 5 weeks without Dan because we didn't record for two.
That's right. Dan's on a date. So can look forward to hearing his adventures, I guess. I was really looking forward. Dan's reading my brother's book. I wanted to ask him about it. You ran into my brother.
Yeah, did he give you one for me?
No.
For me?
Not yet, but
he wrote a book?
My brother, yeah, he wrote a book.
I didn't know that.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. What's it about?
I don't know.
It's like a love story, from what I gather.
Yeah, I think it's about a guy who meets some girl in Niagara Falls, and then something happens, and she leaves, and he chases her pretty well back to Windsor, I think. Something like that, and there's...
it's close to home.
Yeah, there's a seedy kind of... undertone of the story that I'm excited to read it. TJ has my copy. I gotta get it from him.
is it published? Like how does
it's self-published. Like, do you remember Indie Pool, I think it was called? It's like you make your CD, they'll publish it.
Okay.
As per how many you order, right?
Okay.
So it exists, you can go and order more. You can buy it on Amazon. That's where Shelby and I bought it. The book's called Dear Me. He goes by the name Anthony Henry Joseph Maria. You can get it on Amazon.com. I'm not sure if you can get it on .ca. Or...
.com?
Yeah. Or dang. You can...
I think he told me it's .com only.
Yeah, and you can also get like ebooks and all that stuff. So if you're interested, Dan will give you the rundown, I guess, next week. But if you guys want to get into that, you can message us on Facebook or order it off of Amazon and let us know what you think.
Much appreciated. Plug.
Keep it in the family. That's right. I'm full of shame. That was very shameful. So I guess I'll just get started. Oh, you know what? Funny story though. He a little funny story here. So
all right.
So they had left the house. Like he had fully intention. He had full intention of bringing a copy of his book
for you.
Yeah, for you. And so as they were like leaving the house, he tells his wife like grab a book, and his wife thought. He meant children's book, like, for their daughter. So, like, she's like, oh, I brought a copy of, Lady and the Tramp. I didn't really realize that's what you're talking about. So, we'll get you your copy of the book, and I'm actually pretty excited to read it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, I'm going to get started. If you guys want to talk about something that I've brought up, and you kind of wanted to reserve that, just let me know, and we'll skip over it for a little bit. So first things first, last week we talked about sales numbers for the PS2 and Wii. Very strangely, you know how like things always happen all at once? Like we just happened to mention the sales of the PS2 and the Wii. Mm-hmm. And I 3 days later I heard the same thing on a different podcast, people talking about it. And their numbers are pretty, they checked Wikipedia. So PS2 was 153 million.
Oh,
Wii U,
did I say 160?
You said 160, yeah, so you're very close. And you said... You said 90 for Wii, and it's 99 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so those are some pretty good numbers, yeah. which is hilarious, because, like...
I was not confident in those numbers.
But you sounded confident on the show. Like, you were shocked at how close they are. But you were like, last week, you're like, no, 160. 160, and let me think, 90. It's like you had known, so that's some good acting there.
It's in the back of my mind.
So that's got me thinking about sales numbers quite a bit. And something that's been bothering me lately is... people, not so much, I don't want to say gloating, but praising like the amount of sales that Xbox 360 has had.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. How many Xbox 360s have you owned?
Oh yeah, many.
Many. And I've owned, I think, two.
I've owned at least three.
So like
four.
So it's like
four.
Yeah, throughout the 6 years.
Yeah, so it's like those sales, right? Like, I know it's not like, okay, well, you know, divide the numbers by four and that's the actual number. It's not really like that.
I've never bought that many, though.
Like, yeah, like, to be fair, I only ever bought two from the store.
Yeah, when mine red-ringed, it was sent back to Microsoft and sent back to me.
I guess so. But I wonder if they're counting those in the first place, but...
No way.
You know, well, I mean, that's a unit out of the door from their stock.
Well, they're counting the one that I bought. And
Plus the second one that they sent you. Why wouldn't they count it? But at the same time,
a refurb.
Kudos to Microsoft for making a product that people want to rebuy, whether it's broken or not. It's
Like,
I have to get another one.
If that would have happened last generation or something, your PS2 dies. Like, well,
yeah, and
when my PS2 died, it was just that's it. Playing my GameCube.
I had a mishap with the Wii U. Where I would turn the gamepad off, but the actual unit wouldn't turn off. And And it would freeze. So it's done
that. How did you fix it?
Well, it just kind of fixed itself. It only happened once.
When?
Oh, okay.
Recently?
Yeah, I was playing BitTrip.
That was a known problem.
With BitTrip?
Yeah. Runner 2, they were saying there was a problem with the Wii U version that was freezing everything. So you probably had an update because they released the patch that fixed that.
Oh, really?
So it was just with Runner 2. It wasn't with...
Updates will run. We'll download and install like in the background, which is awesome. So on that same PS2 kick, I heard something else about the fact that PS2. Okay, we're talking about it. It's like the most successful console, right? Like pretty well that we know about. I mean,
yeah,
nothing's topped those sales.
Everybody loves Grand Theft Auto.
And think about how much that might have hurt PS3.
Because the fact that nobody was outselling the PS3 for the first year and a half.
Yeah.
So jumping forward, what like that could happen to Xbox? Like so many people are so happy with like their like it's got a it's so
well,
popular.
Well, even bring it up. Do you think that's happening now with Wii and Wii U? I mean, they also just re-released the Wii Mini.
No, but everybody wants an HD Wii. I think there was a demand for it. The sales had, like...
You think because they're that different, people are going to want
it? People went a year with wanting more Nintendo, and they weren't getting it. People, like, for PS2, that wasn't happening. It's like, hey, PS3's coming out, but I'm still getting all this, like, God of War was on PS2.
Yeah, but same thing. It's not HD.
A lot of people at the time didn't have HD TVs, too.
I guess it was very expensive. Really missing out on stuff.
But, like, could that hurt the new Xbox, right? The fact that their current machine is so popular, it's got a huge install base. If, you know what, like, the PS3 conference, I guess we can jump up to...
Well, they have to do something that makes you want it. They can't just release the same thing.
Yeah, there has to be a reason.
Like, Sony has... Gaikai was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Sony said, though, this week that they plan to still keep PlayStation 3 a focus in 2014 and 15 at least.
Yeah, because...
Well, at least.
They're not going to abandon it.
That Beyond Two Souls, mm-hmm. that David Cage thing, it's coming out for PS3 October 29th. It'll probably be cross-platform with PS4 because, you know, it's got to be coming out
like
sometime around there. Yeah. I don't know how much better it'll look, but...
So just out of coincidence, our two sets of feedback this week are kind of related to that. Your friend Will was talking about the PS4 launch.
Will?
He said... you know, he commented via Facebook pretty much saying, like, he wanted to play Watch Dogs on his PC. Like, that's the only thing that he's really interested in. He's going to get that on his PC and maybe wait for a price drop with PS4. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Like, what's pulling PS3 users away? You know, like, your install base of PS3, what do they have? Like, what's pulling them towards PS4, right?
Yeah.
And Fano, like, Fano, via Facebook as well, he said, what can Xbox do to trump the PS4 announcement? So I guess we'll open that up. I mean, like, what do you think? If Microsoft has a similar show, a similar plan, similar product, what and the best games on 720 are also going to be on 360. I mean, we don't know that that's a fact, but like, what if, right? What can Microsoft do? What would Microsoft do that would say, I have to buy this day one.
It would. The only thing they could do is have a game. I think that's the only thing any of them can do is just have a game I really want to play that looks fantastic. I don't care about, like, it could potentially do this, because that, as cool as, or, like, out there as any of those can sound, it's going to just be what developers do with it that makes it worthwhile and determines if it stays or not. So I think games using the features, not the features. I don't want to hear about the features. I want to see games using them in a way that makes me want to play them.
It's kind of a big exclusive game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the new features, like, whatever they do. I mean, I'm talking about the new controller, any kind of thing they do. If Kinect made me want it, you know?
You know what, though? It's got to have a game that people want more than GTA 5.
Well...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean...
Which, those games are huge, whether we're partial to them or not.
It doesn't have to have that right at the get-go. It could have something that looks awesome.
Day one purchases,
man. So far away from GTA 5 that it makes me want it.
I gotta tell you.
I want to play the next...
There's definitely going to be something, because all the first-party Microsoft studios...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've been silent forever.
Yeah, we talked about
I know, but take like Sony with the new Killzone. Like, I don't really want to buy a PS4 because of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully Microsoft will make me want an Xbox.
Well, I mentioned on Will's comment there that Battlefield 4 on the next Xbox. If that comes out and it has...
That'll be on PS4.
Yeah, it'll be on PS4 too, but there was also something said that this week... EA was absent from the PS4 announcement, that conference, and Activision was there. And right now, Activision is kind of on Microsoft's side with Call of Duty releasing exclusive DLC like a month early or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that EA could be partnering with Microsoft on this generation, and because Activision was at the PS4 conference.
Well, so, partnering is... You got to use that loosely.
Well, yeah, obviously, the games are going to be coming out multi-platform, but exclusive DLC, just like the same thing that, like with Destiny, PS4, or Sony, they kind of got exclusive DLC and stuff like that. They've already got that, so...
I imagine those companies are much more concerned with competitors in the sense of, like, Call of Duty. Like, they're thinking, if Call of Duty launches at release, we have to have Battlefield 4 at release. Or if they had Battlefield 4 at release and it looked great, it would like blow away Call of Duty.
The thing is, both of those games are coming out at launch for the new consoles.
You think so?
Yeah. I wish that wasn't the case. That's unfortunate. I wish, you know, the Call of Duty model, annual releases, they're essentially, you know, Call of Duty 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. They all look the same. They all feel the same. Whereas the jump from Bad Company 2 to Battlefield 3, you know, I mean, like, I would respect and I would appreciate those Battlefield games so much more if I knew that they weren't just going through the grind. Give me, like, we finally came up with a reason and we couldn't, like, we finally came up with something that we couldn't pull off with Battlefield 3, so we have to give you Battlefield 4. That is why I want the game to come out. Not because we have to.
This couldn't be a patch or DLC. It's
obviously, that's going to happen. It's going to look better. There's going to be more players online.
Did we talk about this last week?
And it's a new Battlefield game. Like, you're unlocking new guns, you're going through the motions.
Well, how often did those games come out before? Because the first one that I jumped on was Bad Company 2. Were they annual releases before that time?
No, they're still not.
I guess not, eh?
Did we talk about this last week, though? They were saying that they've shown Battlefield 4. Just, like,
behind closed doors.
Like, the game has been shown. It's ready. That's awesome.
They even said it may be coming out in 2014. Like, because if Call of Duty comes out at launch... They probably don't want to launch next to it.
Yeah, they would lose against that, just over the popularity.
I mean, they did with Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
They came out a week before, but, you know.
Do you guys remember last week I talked about how super AAA titles would not exist, and that there was going to, you know, it would cripple the industry because they're hiring hundreds of people to make a game, and if it doesn't sell more than the current game will sell, it you know, risk versus reward kind of thing. But then I got thinking... any top-notch PC game is already doing that.
Yeah,
any game that's built from the ground up to take full advantage of power PC are already doing that.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that Killzone demo looked like more work than than current existing power PC games, right? Like your Crysis 3s. Crysis 3 is still a benchmark game for PC, right? Like, you've got to have state-of-the-art PC to buy that game. Yeah. And it just came out. So, obviously, they're making those huge games. But what's the difference between you know, Crysis 3 on PC and Crysis 3 on Xbox?
Quite a bit.
Okay, so we can imagine that the games on PS4 and Xbox 720 will look like Crysis 3.
Better.
On PC.
How
now?
Would it be better? That's a brand new game that's built for high-end current PC.
Sorry, PS4, you're talking about Crysis 3 on a PC compared to, like,
yeah,
the new Xbox and
PS4, PlayStation. Like, any home console will not look better than Crysis 3 looks today on a high-end PC. Am I wrong?
I don't know, Joe. It's hard to say. Because these consoles, like,
I don't know what the specs are to run Crysis 3 at max settings anyway, so it's...
We're not going
to
see these
games
at their full potential for the next few years. Well, like, it's just, anything they're showing right now isn't going to look as good as the games that are coming out 2 years.
Plus, Crysis
from now,
3 sucks ass. Like,
no, I'm not
it's
saying
a bad
that.
Game that looks.
No, great, I'm not saying that. I'm using that as my example because it's a benchmark title for current PC, right? And the PS4 build is maybe like if you bought a Power PC last year, that's a PS4.
So, it's too hard to say though because a year from now a graphics card is going to come out and Crysis 4 is not going to be out. But if you buy this graphics card, Crysis 3 is going to look even better. That's how PCs work. You're always upgrading certain elements to make games that are not necessarily brand new look even better.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I don't like PCs because I can't afford to be doing that all the time, and it just it's too much. I like to know that I've invested in this box. And it's my thing for the next 5 years, and it will just gradually look better without me having to upgrade it.
So, in the spirit of this conversation, I'm thinking, what can Xbox do? What can Microsoft do to wow me? I know I've kind of been wishy-washy on this whole topic about how... Well, you know what? I have kind of pledged allegiance to PC. Like, if all we're doing with consoles is trying to get more like PC, so why not just go PC? But, now that PS4 has... essentially giving me very little reason to buy it, right? To buy it right away. I would love it if Microsoft just was like, this thing costs $1,000 new, or you can give us $30 a month for the next 4 years or something like that. It's more disgusting than you've ever seen anything. We're taking it seriously. Like, no discs. Like, everything's digital. Like, we're driving forward. The PS4 is about yesterday.
They need discs. They need them.
I know. It's just that would wow me. That would say like they're taking this very seriously. You know what I mean? Like we're future proofing this thing. Like this.
But they are. Like the Xbox currently has upgraded.
I want to be grossed out. Like I don't have that. Like if like when Xbox 360 came out, I didn't have we didn't have high def TV. So it's like I need a high def TV to play this thing. Something like that. Something really big that's forcing me to switch, me to change, right? That would be exciting.
In a room?
Well, not even that, because that that I can run, that's just, you know, a gimmick, really.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, this is the best possible thing
I don't
to
know
play
what
games
that can
on.
Be, though.
I don't know.
What can that be?
Well, I mean, okay, like, an Alienware PC is, like, $3,000. Let's talk about that. Let's say Xbox is $3,000.
No, they're never going to do that. They're going to make it affordable.
Well, I mean, just as affordable as an iPad. People buy those every year.
An iPad's not $3,000.
iPads are what, $700?
iPad, that's different though. It can do everything. Well, like gaming systems do more than gaming, obviously now. But
yeah,
I'm just saying that would excite me. Like I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah,
that would get me excited. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, I think their announcement's going to be very run of the mill. Like it won't be surprising. It'll just be like, okay, there's the Kinect. That sucked.
Like, think about the difference between GameCube...
I don't know what... Yeah, like, you are right.
Think about the difference between GameCube and Xbox 360. You know what I mean? Like...
That's what you want. I
want a
you, and...
huge jump. That would be exciting. PS4 is like, an improved PS3. It's like... you know, we took PS3, we fixed everything that was wrong with it, we got more capable hardware, and here we go again. Hope you're like let's do this again. Let's do this all over again.
I mean, that's the thing though. That's why this generation has lasted this long. It's because they're not able to make that jump, and they've held on to these consoles for so long. And like, I don't think we'll ever see a jump that big again.
No.
Well, it's just not gonna happen. I mean, think about even Super Nintendo to Nintendo 64.
I think it's all
about 64. You know, like,
I think there's one thing that's keeping everything back, and that's bandwidth. The infrastructure that we have built for cable, like Time Warner Cable, has literally, like, spent money putting lines in the ground. Like, we've got you know, every house is outfitted with a cable line, right? Like coaxial cable line. Google is working towards hooking up every, you know, like Google fiber wire. Mm-hmm. This thing that I've been thinking about lately is, okay, companies like Time Warner, right? They've got Cogeco licensing Time Warner cable, and cable subscriptions are dropping because of Netflix. But what does Netflix use? The existing coax. Like, you run your feed. Like, it's using Time Warner's feed to give you broadband cable access, right? If, you know, downloading games, anything that's not cable or telephone, but it's still using the same, you know, infrastructure that's already in the ground, Time Warner could flick a switch and say, like, everything has to be licensed. Our bandwidth is licensed, and it'll drop everything. Like, I've been thinking about that so much lately because I've been saying cable sucks, you know, like, all we need is the internet, but it's the same company that's offering us that feed. And, like, they're capable of giving us all unlimited bandwidth, but it's not profitable. So it's like, if we can break that wall, right, like, where we don't have to rely on existing bandwidth restrictions and the cable lines that are already running through our house, we're so far away from that. When there's fiber optics and all in, like, in wires going through the...
Well, how long is that going to take for them?
Forever. It'll take forever. So, like, Doug, that's proving your point. We might just be stopped because we can't possibly increase the bandwidth enough to have, like, streaming services and streaming games and all that stuff outside of, like, maybe we're peaking them out right now. You know, I mean, what's the next step?
Well, did you hear this week that Sony announced that 4K... like that 4K shit, they're bringing it to PS4, but it's only going to be through streaming movies. Like, the games aren't going to be in 4K, and the movies are going to be 100 gigabytes. Like, that's one movie is like twice the amount that I'm allocated per month of like usage.
See, that's exciting stuff. That's somebody driving technology forward.
That's, like, not going to catch on ever. Like, get download caps have been the same for the past like 6 years. I don't feel they've increased.
I think I went from 500 megabytes to 6 gigs for my phone. Yeah.
I remember we had 100 gigabytes at the place we lived, like the mansion or whatever. Download files, like HD movies, were the exact same size then as they are now. And that was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I just think the caps could increase if there was a demand for it. There hasn't been a demand for it as fast as it can be.
Right?
Well, what's going on in the States? I mean, TJ's got unlimited something.
Yes, because the U.S., they just have a lot of subscribers.
I think Canada, the speed's very, very fast. I mean, I can download a 6 gigabyte movie in less than an hour.
6 gigabyte movie?
Yeah.
In an hour.
If there's enough seeds and everything, I can get it in less than an hour. Especially if I download... I could download an HD... Okay, if I rent a movie...
God, that takes me like 2 weeks.
If I can rent a movie, I can rent a movie on iTunes in HD, Blu-ray quality, and start watching it in 15 minutes. Yeah. And it streams the rest of it for me.
Well, that's because
that movie is 8 gigabytes at least. Yeah. So why can't I do that with a game that's 50 gigabytes if I have to wait 2 hours or something? Who cares? Like, I can see this happening in the future.
Do you remember that KegCast where he downloaded something off of Amazon? And Amazon didn't cap or put any restraint on the
speed?
Yeah, on the speed. So because, like, most companies will put... you know, some sort of cap or filter on to slow down the traffic so it doesn't overload the servers, right? Yeah. And Amazon just didn't do that for him, and he downloaded, like, a ridiculous amount. It was huge, and he downloaded it in, like, 3 seconds. And there was such an overload that his PC, like, his router turned off. Because the router has, like, a security feature to stop that kind of thing. I mean, like, if somebody hacked in to your bandwidth and started downloading that fast, like, it would... You know, it's fraud.
Shut it down.
So the router turned off his service, and he had to call Amazon and, like, figure out what the hell had happened. Like, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No.
Just that it's...
That's crazy.
Like, yeah.
I didn't know that was, like, possible.
That's like an entire physical product.
No, I mean...
It's being...
So, like, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, anything, they're putting their own... Even your PC, they're putting their own limiters, I guess, that you can call them, that's slowing down the bandwidth so it doesn't overload any servers.
Yeah,
that's true, way because like you have 100 megabit per second, like connection.
Yeah.
So, and we've had that forever. It's just nothing ever reaches that.
I have one more thing to talk about.
That's crazy.
Lucasfilm or LucasArts, like, erasing all files essentially. Since it got bought out by Disney, they have canceled the 3D movies. They've canceled the TV show, and they've pretty well frozen.
Wait, they've canceled the TV show, the live action
everything,
TV show.
Everything is locked.
The Clone Wars?
No, the Clone Wars just ended season 5, and it could end and not have season 6 the way it ended.
Yeah, I was really? Going to actually ask you. Do you mind spoiling that for us?
You want to know like what happened?
Yeah, I've been reading like bits of reviews and stuff. Like I know something happened with Ahsoka. Can you just tell me what happened?
In short.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a terrorist bombing at the Jedi Temple,
mm-hmm.
and the setup like they've essentially like the Jedi have. I'm gonna try and keep it really short. The Jedi have been. They think it's an inside job that a Jedi did it. So Ahsoka and Anakin go to investigate, and through that, it turns out that they were trying to frame Ahsoka for. You know, they're saying that she did it or she was involved with the conspiracy or whatever. And she gets put on trial and they kick her off the Jedi Order. And then Anakin flips out and tries to go prove her innocence. And it was actually another Jedi who was, like, the real Jedi who was up to it, was saying that, like, you know, the Jedi are being used as an army to fight for the dark side and they're blind. And like, you find out in these episodes that civil opinion of the war and the Jedi is very low.
Mm-hmm.
And there's military bases being built by the Republic that don't side with the Jedi, like they're not really friendly to the Jedi agenda. So there's this big trial, and Anakin finds out who actually did it, and there's a confession, and then they ask Ahsoka to come back, like, oh, sorry, you know, come back to the Order, and she says no, and leaves. So I don't know if there's gonna be a season 6, but anyway, so the 3D movies have been canceled. Every single thing. There was another cartoon that's canceled, and all the games have been frozen. 1313 is frozen, and in that that story, they were talking about how right before LucasArts was sold, that they had tried. They were trying to rebrand the gaming like division for the whole company, and one of the games that was canceled, one of the games that was in development but canceled, was a Call of Duty-esque first-person shooter about Star Wars. The game that we have been praying for was in development. I mean, I'm assuming, like, every single thing that they're putting forward now is about those movies. Rightfully so. It's like, you have to establish a new foothold, a new stronghold in the company, and then build out from that.
Yeah. And they have, like, hired staff and departments making this. I mean, can't they just put a guy they
don't
trust?
Have hired staff. It's an independent company. Anybody who's working on the special effects for the game could be doing the same thing on the movie. Sound is really? All those games are.
There's no separate game department. No.
Skywalker Sound, like there's Lucas
so
Animation.
The movies, basically, they did this to speed up production of the movies.
I think they just halted everything to like because the company was likely hemorrhaging money by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold off all of that. We need to reset.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't think it would be too hard for them having all this work done on the game already.
Yeah,
engine,
how frustrating
to send in
is
a
that
director
to be
and just
the,
say, this is what we want. This guy we trust to direct this game and make it good.
The thing was, is the
give him a team.
There's story elements that might have something to do with the movie or something to do with the TV show.
I don't
like,
think,
for instance, in The Clone Wars this season, where Ahsoka flees to, like, because she wants to prove her innocence, so she leaves and she runs away, and she goes down into Coruscant and ends up, like, at level 1312 or 1315. Like, she's down there in the same area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just like, I think that's what the new...
That game probably wasn't more than a fucking tech demo.
And it was supposed to be more like open world, like KOTAR. They said, like, that was the original scale of the game, and it got scaled down due to, like, financial restraints or something like that, and they added the platforming to make it more like Unreal.
Well, they just make Battlefront...
Not Unreal, I'm sorry, Uncharted. They tried to make it look more like Uncharted, which you can tell.
You know, it's like, at the end of the day, Disney knows Star Wars games, if they're good, are going to sell. So hopefully they're making...
Well, I'm sure there will be new games.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Connect Star Wars 2, I said it.
Can they just release Battlefront already?
If
Battlefield 4 Star Wars Edition.
If this movie... Okay, if you say like, oh, we're doing all this other stuff, but we're making this movie, and the movie has any flaws at all, and you're like, we had resources that we didn't use... You know what I mean? Like, they are putting everything in this movie, which gets me kind of excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty excited for those movies.
What's the game makers are going to be working on it?
Anybody. They're all special effects guys. Who knows? I don't know. But they've frozen everything. They have just frozen.
That's
everything
stupid.
But the movies. So, I've got some more stuff, but it can really wait.
Man. or a good Star Wars game.
They'll come. They'll come.
The tracker.
I've been waiting since Shadows of the Empire.
You had Bounty Hunter. You had Rogue Squadron.
Those weren't that good.
Yeah, Bounty Hunter was terrible.
Bounty Hunter was the worst game.
The Force Unleashed, terrible. Well, the first one was bad, but it wasn't. It had a good story.
The first one I could play, sort of.
I didn't even try the second one.
Trying to jump in that game.
Oh god,
was
yeah.
The most painful experience I've had generation in gaming.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard any of the Superman buzz?
It's the best movie of all time.
It's the best movie of all time.
Yeah. Says who?
Says people. Like it's done, right?
They had an early screening.
Oh, would you guys? Okay, sorry. Let's finish this.
The movie's done, and I guess like the Nolan Zack Snyder like marriage for this movie was like a match made in heaven.
Like, fuck yes.
The sensibilities.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the sensibilities of like Nolan writing and production, and then Zack Snyder's kind of over like more comic booky.
I don't doubt this movie is going to be like fantastic. I mean, his kind of fighting style mixed with that story would just be what you
want.
That kind of writing. Sorry,
and they've kept a lot of the fighting out of the trailer, and that like there is huge like Zack Snyder esque scenes.
The one thing I read in that guy's review of it,
yeah,
made me kind of unhappy. Was when he said that it's not as like kind of grim as what the trailers show. Like the Lord of the Rings tune.
Yeah, it does have it's a little bit lighthearted at times.
I don't want that. I don't want lighthearted. I want it to be that trailer, that dark gray,
well, that's
kind of Newfoundland colors.
Yeah. But, so other than that, I was gonna say, tell me about Battlefield or Dead Space 3. But I'm essentially done. Thanks for listening. Let's move on after a short break.
What did you guys think about the Hobbit news? The delay?
I didn't even read that. I'm glad that so it's coming out Christmas?
Yeah.
Every 3 years?
So every year now.
Yeah. I'm much happier than that.
I like it just because there's I don't know, there's consistently good things coming out like all the way up into Star Wars. So it's like, oh, cool. Like anything that happens between now and Star Wars is just like holding me over.
Yeah.
So you want to move it? Fine. I mean,
are you guys at all excited for Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
I'm very excited. It comes out in April, does it not? End of April?
Really, that's soon, eh?
End of April or beginning of May, I know. So I think that's going to be the first, you know, big movie of the summer.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good...
There's not a lot. The trailer was really short, and there hasn't been a lot of, like, footage we've seen on it.
Who's directing it?
So who is he?
No. He's not a who is he. He directed, fuck. You go ahead. I'll look it up.
All right. I don't have much else to say.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a little geeky about
I'm a big fan of the Iron Man movies. They're my favorite Marvel standalone movies.
All of the Phase 2 movies are looking...
I'm excited to see the first post-Avengers movie.
You know what? Like, yeah, it's true. The Phase 2 movies are like the Empire Strikes Back of all these characters. Like, what happens after a huge event, like, for all these people, you know? Where they go now? What happens? Yeah.
And they did reference it in the trailer. So, we'll
see. That is cool, too. Like, I heard, like, how closely it actually is tied with Avengers. It's not, like, a one-off movie. Mm-hmm. It's very much related to the overlining story. Also, Guy Pearce
is in it.
Well,
because when they started it with the one-offs, like, Iron Man being one of the first ones, it was kind of like you saw the S.H.I.E.L.D. integration get more tied into it. But now that the Avengers has happened, it's like, that's fully... Everybody knows that now. You know, they don't have to worry about transitioning things.
Yeah, true.
It's just good to go.
Okay, so essentially this guy...
they have the whole Marvel Universe at their...
Essentially this guy directed all the Lethal Weapon movies and Last Action Hero.
Well...
And that's it. Last Action
he's
Hero.
He's done nothing since the last Lethal Weapon movie?
Lethal Weapon 4, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, I did see that. It was pretty good.
AWOL and now Iron Man 3. But it's been... AWOL came out in 2006. That's the last movie he's directed.
He's gone AWOL since.
No, Iron Man 3. He's Shane Black. And, you know, I'm fine with that. I mean,
Who cares? It'll be good.
It's really about the story. And can he pull off special effects like Favreau can?
I'm looking to go to the movie theater, shell out my handful at Toonies, and get a nice cheap thrill.
You know what we should do?
You know what movie I want to watch a couple times because it was like made me feel pumped up?
Yes.
Nothing more I want from
it. In superhero movies,
rich story.
I love feeling the, like, you're discovering the powers in a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So discovery is something they've nailed really well. I always think about what you said, though, the one time about, fuck, I forget what movie. Oh, yeah, Spider-Man. You talk about how, like, there needs to be that video game movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's yet, that's open. There's yet to be, like, Spider-Man.
Okay,
took
I see
that,
what you mean. Like, what Spider-Man did
took
with
that
Columbo
into
movies.
Yeah, you were the one who said it. Like,
yeah.
Brought that into a thing where it's like, these movies can be really good.
It legitimized comic book movies.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to be bad. I mean, like, remember the Captain America movie that came out in the 80s?
Even before
no
that.
No one was a fan of that.
X-Men wasn't as good. I mean,
no.
The original X-Men movie. You've got Fantastic Four.
Ugh.
What else came out around that time?
I can't believe they got Chris
Daredevil.
Evans.
I like Chris Evans.
From Fantastic Four to just, yeah, he's Captain America now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the problem was, is they needed somebody cheap. And his career was kind of in, like, leaning towards a valley. And he was like, I will do anything. Please.
I will say I did enjoy the second Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer one.
I really like Silver Surfer too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the best movie, but
Nolan,
I enjoyed
Brad.
It.
I liked the way they pulled off Silver Surfer pretty well. I mean, Galactus was a huge letdown.
You think so?
Just a
cloud? Well, what could they have done?
A huge metal-looking man in space.
It wasn't a boat.
It sounds so stupid.
It wasn't a boat. Galactus,
it's stupid,
though.
But like that's
comic books. I really liked Galactus.
That's comic books.
Yeah,
that's what the character is.
They're not. They have to, for these movies to like get the budgets that they're getting, they have to appeal to a mass audience. And I thought they did Galactus good. And it at the time, I remember seeing it in the theater and thinking, oh yeah, there's going to be a sequel now just about this, and then Galactus is just going to be this eerie thing that's like talked about and feared, but there's not going to be a Galactus battle. That's what I wanted.
Well, nothing can defeat Galactus.
No, exactly.
Do you know what Galactus is?
It's that movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, look. Do you know what Galactus is?
No,
Galactus, in short, is this planet.
It's a little story.
He's like this planet-eating being. He sucks the energy out of planets, and he's slow, right? And he doesn't know if like he's gonna get sick because the energy is bad or whatever. So him and Silver Surfer make a deal, like, spare my planet and I'll surf through the galaxy to find you healthy planets.
With basically, in the story, he goes around trying to void his plans and like,
yeah. So Silver Surfer's coup is trying to lead him away from planets with like actual nice living beings on it. So that's what Silver Surfer and Galactus is. So Earth is turned into this garbage planet where everyone's fighting wars and they're killing each other, and Galactus is going towards it. He wants to defeat Earth. Silver Surfer says, looks good, because humans are shit.
Yeah.
And then the Fantastic Four convince him that, you know, Earth is good and we love each other, and then he tries to, like, detour Galactus, and that's how the movie ends. But
No, it's over here.
It's an awesome story, but
that does sound kind of cool.
Cosmic stuff, man. That's where Marvel's going. Cosmic.
Yeah.
Which is kind of exciting.
I'm so into.
I like that they gave themselves, like, okay, we really want to do all this cosmic shit, but we need to release 4 or 5 movies that are on Earth first, and then we can deal with all that stuff.
Yeah.
More sci-fi.
Well, it's cool,
comic movies.
The Marvel Universe is on Earth, you know what I mean? For the most part, like, they take place in Manhattan, in New York City. They're real cities in the comic book. It's not some other world that doesn't exist.
Have you heard about the new Captain America?
Like every Marvel
movie has this genre, and it's like, which genre can we do with this character? And I guess Captain America 2 is like a political thriller. Like, it's all about the Winter Soldier.
That.
It's all about the Winter Soldier, and
I knew that, but I didn't think it was going to be in a political way. I thought it was just going to be a fighting movie about that.
Well, I'm sure he'll fight.
Yeah,
some things.
She can be in a suit.
So
in a courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Phase 2. Pretty excited. Pretty excited.
Definitely excited.
I'll buy it.
What else you got for me? Bit Trip Runners 4 out of 5.
4?
Yeah, it's not for everybody. And I can tell. That game is built for me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it is a lot of grinding. I don't know. I mean, I love it. The soundtrack is top notch. I miss the
Did you play any of the like 8-bit levels yet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there are 8-bit levels in it? That's cool.
Yeah. I miss the original art style was a little bit more romantic, I think.
Yeah.
It was more retro, and I miss that.
That's, I really don't like the stop sign, like the guard thing. When you kick that, it flies towards the screen. Kind of fucks you up.
Yeah.
Quick second.
I haven't been playing any... I haven't played a game really since Dead Space. I'm really excited for BioShock, but lately
I was watching something today on BioShock.
The
Elizabeth?
Yeah, how they created Elizabeth.
It's incredible.
Have you seen the stuff on, like, the songbirds?
No.
It looks so awesome. Do you know the story in that game?
Yeah, kind of.
Basically, like you go Columbia to... Yeah, you go to Columbia to get Elizabeth out.
Okay.
And they have these things called songbirds that are there to protect her, and they're just these beasts, birds that patrol the skies that are kind of always looking for you and the girl, and that's like the new Big Daddy.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It looks really, really cool. But this week I've kind of just been thinking about it, and like I've just been, well, because originally we talked about how we were going to do the game swap? The game
top 20?
Top games, like we did with movies a couple weeks ago. And obviously, you know, let's just agree Ocarina of Time is the best game of all time.
No.
Anyway, well, we don't have to get into it. But I was just thinking about how those games are just... All the Zelda games I've played are so, like, in my mind. Like, I play other games and they just kind of come and go, and I think back, oh yeah, that part was fun. But, like, the Zelda games just change me.
Yeah, it's true. You remember everything. Yeah.
What do we do?
Those games so much. Can I just, like, pay tribute to how much I owe to those games? I really just want to go back and play them all. I've been looking to get a 3DS, and I really want to play. I'm hoping at E3 Nintendo announces a Majora's Mask 3D release. That would be the best news I could get this year.
Yeah, Majora's Mask is...
I never beat Majora's Mask.
I never beat Majora's Mask either. That's why I'm hoping for this.
So good.
I mean, I'll play it on 64 if I have to.
You know what happened to me in Majora's Mask? I never got the Bomber's Notebook. The Bomb Kids or whatever?
I didn't do that either.
Oh my god. It's like a notebook that...
I think that might have been my issue too. I'm remembering that as...
Yeah, they handle it very cavalierly. There's nothing saying, go get this for sure. But it's like they've got a routine and they've got a schedule of where they need to go. And it's like, oh, I need to go help this person tomorrow at 4.
It stays in your book even when you travel back in time.
So yeah, so like it's a way to keep track of the alternate timelines.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. The feeling of just... Okay, time is running out. Time is weighing down on you. It's like nighttime of day 3, and you're just like, fuck, I don't have time for this. Like, you gotta go back, and then, okay, I got 3 days.
Yeah, I didn't get to play that game that much. I mean, my issue was, like, I was a kid when it came out, and I didn't have enough money to go out and buy the game, and I didn't have the expansion pack, so I couldn't rent it.
My big problem is
that... And eventually, I did get to rent it at Movie World, and they gave me the expansion pack with it. But I didn't have enough time with it, and I just kind of... By that time, it had been out for a while.
I didn't want to play as a Skull Kid, to be honest. I wanted to be Link.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing for me. I mean...
It was a turnoff initially, and I think that's why, like, Ocarina of Time is, like, the Zelda you remember for Nintendo 64.
Yes. We all... Okay,
Majora's Mask is better than Ocarina.
But it...
Like, Ocarina was the first... Like, Majora's Mask built on what Ocarina did properly.
Mm-hmm.
But Majora's Mask was the better game.
Can you ride a horse in Majora's Mask?
You're a Zora, you're a Goron.
Yeah,
the Goron rolls around the field.
I remember that.
It was the most fun I've ever had, just going around the field, just getting...
Hunting those shadow creatures in Ocarina of Time on your horse was the best thing you could do.
Yeah, the fact that you could shoot an arrow from your horse.
What were they called? Pose?
Pose, yeah.
Remember finding your way to
you
the Shadow Temple?
You still can't do that in games.
Remember finding your way to the Shadow Temple?
Yeah.
Throughout the desert?
What was your favorite temple? Mine was what was the sand temple called? When we were out in the desert.
Oh, that was the sand temple. That's what I meant.
Spirit temple.
Spirit temple? The shadow temple. Weren't you in a forest level where you had to hop up on something behind the house?
No, the shadow temple.
Shadow temple was the boots.
Kakaruga Village.
Kakaruga Village.
You went down into the well.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And you needed the iron boots to get there.
Motherfucker.
But the spirit temple was where you got the mirror shield, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the best temple.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The water temple was
the mirror shield.
The hardest thing in gaming to beat. I remember me and Ben, that's how Ben and I became friends, actually.
Defeating Zelda together?
Just like, hey, do you know how to beat this level in Zelda? Want
to
come over?
So why do we want to why do we want to climb to the top of buildings that we see? Because there might be a heart piece up there. What do we do when we go to the, when we go to the, walking through the woods? It's like
we play Zelda.
Yeah, try not like try and climb on trees without falling in the lava. We still do that.
Yeah.
These games, like yeah. This is what I'm talking they about. Definitely so I've been hooked on it. I mean, admittedly, I really like having collections and collecting things. I just want to. I was thinking about how I'd like to collect, you know, every Zelda game going through, and then I'm just thinking about how much I want to play them. So that's kind of where my mind's been at with gaming this week.
Doug, I was thinking
replay olds
when we make our our low budget fantasy movie that it should have, like Oriental stylings with it, and maybe a little bit of anime mixed in. Just because the Itty Charlie from last week's episode was so funny.
I don't remember that from last week's episode.
We were watching the Square demo or the Square tech demo, and yeah, that just cliche Japanese girl. Yeah, Charlie. Cat.
Sounds like Pokemon.
Alrighty. Huh? Y'all about Square? Got anything else you want to talk about?
Am I all about Square? Oh, I think you meant Square Enix.
No, like Square.
Oh, I've lost them.
Not yeah, they're
just all in what they're doing.
Like the shape. Square like the shape.
Forget who I am.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching the hottest TV shows, I guess, like everyone else. Walking Dead.
It's yeah, we don't talk about...
interested.
We don't talk about TV much, eh?
No. Well, I had some stuff to say about it. I mean...
We should do a TV, like, well... That would be a nice supplemental show. Would be just TV spoilers. We talk about what happened in our favorite shows, but I think like what comes first, the audience, and then they listen to us talk about that, or do we build an audience by talking about that stuff? Let us know if you'd like to listen to us talk about your about what's going on that this week in television. Let us know if that's something you're interested in.
I watch a lot of television.
I watch every
I have
show
a lot to say about.
I watch every world. Single show.
Oh, you know what? I also have a question to
watch any
you
TV.
Both, as well as the listeners.
Duck Dynasty just started again. It's the God, it's the best. It is the best.
Have you guys ever watched that Dollhouse TV miniseries?
No.
It's a Joss Whedon thing. It's only like 10 episodes or so. It's on Netflix.
Sorry, I don't watch
I know it has a cult-ish following. I'm wondering if it's worth my time.
It's just Joss Whedon following. You know, you should talk to Sean about that. He's a big fan, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He'd greenlight it for sure, but... not that I doubt his opinion or anything. Yeah. I don't know. I watched the first 15 minutes of the first episode, and I wasn't that into it, but tell me it's awesome, and I'll watch it.
I gotta tell you, Chad, you're right about Battlestar Galactica. I have no interest to start season off. 2.
Yeah.
You're like, what'd you think of the first episode? Oh, it was great. What'd you think of the second episode? Not as good. What about the third? Shit.
Yeah, it's a slow train
no,
back
that's exactly
all the way.
You know what, too? I was when TJ and I went to the Wings game, I was talking to him, and I'm like, I have to know, like, are they, like, is there a huge big ending? He's like, they kind of lead you to believe that. And as soon as he said that, I was like, never watching another episode of that show.
Yep.
I'm like,
such a waste.
I want to know if it got canceled or if it had a finite ending where they planned and they had this ending when they started episode one. This is where the show's going. And he said, well, they lead you to that, but it's kind of a cop-out. And,
you know what you can
watch
never watched that, that will satisfy your curiosity? Some fan made a 4-minute, 16-bit video of how the whole series goes. So it's like on a Super Nintendo, and it's just a video of how the whole series goes, all the seasons.
Wow.
So watch that, and you can just know how it ends.
I don't even care.
I forget what happens, but I remember I did the same thing as you. I watched the first season. I was just kind of, and I like, getting through the last bit of that, I was like forcing myself to watch those episodes.
I put it on, I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Immediately.
It's so bad.
It's bad. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, there's sci-fi, man. It's not all going to be good.
The first episode was, like, the best piece of sci-fi I've ever seen. I remember saying, when I watched it, like, a year or whatever, a year and a half ago, like, you guys have to watch this.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the pinnacle of sci-fi. Like, it's amazing. How have we never watched this? And then episode two...
I do have to give him credit. The whole idea of the Cylons looking like human beings is just a way, like, it's
a really
brilliant
cool
way.
Thing in TV.
Yeah, a brilliant way to make cheap scripts.
Yeah,
these
are Cylons!
It's not so much cheap in, like the quality. It's, like, it's inexpensive to shoot this show because it's just people on a set. There's no other, like, there was the terrible CGI Cylons in certain shows, but...
Gong, gong.
Gong, gong.
Gong, gong. I mean, anything that's...
Oh, man.
Anything that has a cult following is likely to get my interest, you know, and I want to check it out, especially if it's sci-fi or fantasy. I'm interested in it. Doctor Who is what I'm wondering if that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of it, and it seems really goofy. That's kind of what I don't like about it. But I know it's huge. It's as big as Star Wars to some people.
Yeah, it is like probably like a popcorn show kind of thing. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I don't know. I haven't seen any of it.
I watched the first episode of the newest reboot, the 2005, whatever.
But. Nice! So I wanted to talk about how I wasn't really that excited for Assassin's Creed 3. And yeah. Even though it looked awesome, like being, I don't know, an Indian in like that time kind of thing.
American Revolution?
Yeah, the American Revolution. It looked awesome. But Assassin's Creed 4?
Yeah.
Have you seen anything on it this week?
I've seen that it exists.
It's based in the Caribbean.
I've seen that. Oh, right.
And you're a pirate assassin.
That's kind of cool.
And you're swinging boat to boat, like it's like sailing from island to island. I hope to God it's something like Wind Waker.
Yeah, I guess so, eh?
And because I don't know that game's all about discovery, and if it's discovery in the ocean, it's going to be on next gen platforms. It's going to look amazing.
Yeah, the score could likely be right up your alley.
It's the perfect place for this game to go. If, like, next generation, I'm buying Xbox or whatever it's going to be on.
Yeah.
For that game.
You know what? Like, all the, these, we're run down with sequels now, right? Like, we've got our set of third-party franchises, but if I'm not interested in one of them, I've got to wait 10 years, like, to get another game from that studio that I might like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Assassin's Creed. Great, really good. Like, I didn't really like it. Oh, well, maybe you'll like Assassin's Creed 2, or 3, or 3.4, or 3, or 2.5. Like, and now we're doing number 4. It's like, please, I really think you're talented. I'm not into that game. Show me something else, please. But you gotta wait 10 years.
You're nuts to not be interested in Assassin's Creed. It's incredible.
I'm nuts. Well,
I'm not interested in it either. I played the first one.
The first one was the worst game of all time. Have you played the second one?
The second one's the one with the Italian, right?
Yeah.
I was insulted by that.
I think I did play the second one.
Bobbity boobity, bobbity boobity. It's like, oh my god.
The first one was so bad that I never wanted to play any of them ever again. I think that's what happened to me.
I didn't play the first one based on reviews. And then I went to the second one. It's like, oh, it got good reviews. I played it. And it was like, it's one of the best games I played this generation. And yeah. Then Brotherhood was a lot of fun. I didn't play Revelations or Assassin's Creed 3. So
how many are there?
There's
so many.
There's probably like 5, I think, now.
Fuck.
Because there were 2 spin-offs of Assassin's Creed 2.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah, there's 5.
But like, okay, so the team behind Dead Space, right, are obviously very capable. I'm not so much into Dead Space, but I'd be very excited if I heard, like, from the makers of Dead Space, something else. You know, I mean...
Why you're not into Dead Space either.
I don't like horror, the horror genre. Like, I don't like space horror.
Oh, it's done so well.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Have you played one?
I played some of the first one. I played some of the second one. I never played the third one. But eventually, I mean, let's talk 10 years down the line. I mean, there's going to be Xboxes for $50,
$20. You never play those games again. I don't think you'll ever go back to playing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Dead Space. It would control so terribly, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Maybe I need to be more open. Okay, I would have played Dead Space 3 if I had an Xbox.
Yeah.
If it came out for Wii U, even, I would be excited. I don't have one, and because I didn't really dig Dead Space 2, I wasn't so heartbroken that I couldn't play the third one.
Yeah.
But I would have if I still had it.
All right, so I want to talk about the third one, because I played it a lot.
Are you still playing it?
No, I sold it.
Nice to meet you.
But... I love that game.
Oh, it was very fun to play through, but that's, I knew buying it that that's what it was.
Yeah, it's a campaign game. You're playing it for, to experience the story. You play it once.
Yeah, you can try and go back and play it harder. I hope those are keep being made.
Continue. Yeah, I love the campaign. It's one of the best campaigns ever. I love that game. I'd give it 4.5.
Yeah, samey.
We should probably start keeping track of these. Actually, I have kept track. I've been listening to the show at work and keeping track of our top fives and our ratings and all that stuff. Yeah, well, nice. Eventually we should have a website coming up, and and the site will be, or sorry, the podcast and the website will work in tandem. So I'm keeping track of all that stuff for future consideration.
Nice. Yeah, there's a huge sale on Xbox this week.
I haven't heard about that yet.
For tell games, me about it. Games are going on sale every day. There was one. The deals aren't really that good. They're what you expect. Like Halo 3 is $10. Like, okay, great. I get it.
Yeah, so is the physical copy.
Yeah, or even cheaper. I did buy one thing, however. That's I remember seeing it before. I downloaded the demo. I thought it was terrible, but it was $2.99. It's called El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron.
Interesting.
Hey, what's the Metatron?
I don't know. I'm about 2 hours into the game. I played it today. The only thing that makes me go forward is how cool it looks. Like, it's got a really, really cool art style. Sometimes it looks like crap. But then they bring you to a new scene where it's 2D and it looks amazing. It's like, oh, this is really cool. I want to keep playing. And then it goes to something even worse. And it's terrible, actually. It's a really bad game. It just looks really nice. Don't play it. maybe watch a video review.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even $2.99. It was 200 Microsoft points. Sucks. I got a deal. Should I review it? Two stars.
Nice.
I was checking Kijiji today, or this week.
I don't even want to hear this story.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
So surfing Kijiji for I don't know, Xbox deals. I just happen to search it sometimes. I see a guy selling the R2-D2 Xbox and the Halo 4 Xbox. He just had the consoles themselves.
So he stole them.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Like, consoles themselves. Like, no hard drives. He kept the hard drives, the controllers. He just has the consoles. No,
there was no hard drive?
No hard drive, nothing.
So you didn't get the C-3PO controller?
No. God, I wish.
Oh, well,
you know what?
You still did all right.
Yeah, you're still absolutely in good shape.
It's amazing. I bought them. I got the two consoles, the Xbox, which is just the shell, the Halo 4 one, which is just the shell, for $175.
For the two?
Yeah. I kept the R2-D2. I sold the Halo 4 one yesterday for $150. And I sold my other Xbox for $150, which is a couple crappy games and stuff.
I'm so fucking jealous that you have that Xbox.
I'm so happy that it's the Xbox I carry with me forever. That's the one that's going to be in my collection.
Moving forward, yeah. That's the one you get to keep.
Years down the line, the R2-D2 Xbox.
You know what? You have something now where when you buy your own place, when you buy a house, you can build your den around that console. Like, you've got...
Paint the walls.
Now you've got a template for your entire living situation moving forward.
That'd be beautiful,
just that R2-D2.
I'm so mad that I didn't buy the whole bundle when it came out.
I know. What the hell were we thinking?
Like, we just thought, oh, yeah, we all talked about it. It looks so awesome, but it's kind of expensive.
Well, see, you know what? We're lower middle class.
Why didn't I buy the Zelda 3DS when that came out?
Oh,
why
God.
Didn't I buy that?
That's one of the biggest
mistakes. Can you tell me
in my life.
A reason? I was well, a fool.
Okay, here's what you got your tax lottery. You won the lottery. You won the tax lottery. Now, just sit
now
on
there's
that,
nothing for me.
Sit on that money until the next opportunity arises.
Yeah, I'm really hoping a Majora's Mask 3DS bundle comes out, but that's
not a Wii U Wind Waker edition.
Wii U Wind Waker edition.
That's not happening.
Not happening either.
It has to. It's their only big game in the summer, winter, holiday.
You know what? If PS4 is $550, then people might buy Wii U this Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be all about the games. We'll see.
The Wii U has to have a price drop, like right before Christmas, like right before the new consoles come out.
Well, it has a price drop if you buy it at Costco.
Yeah, it's actually it went back up a bit.
What is, it was 309 for the deluxe, right? 309,
but it went up to 339.
Oh, really?
This is only 10.
Well, no, in the States, in the States is where it went down.
No, it did in Canada too. In Windsor, it was 309 at Costco.
Really?
Yeah.
309, and then it's back up to 339. So you're not even.
I'm kind of excited to see what happens with the Wii U. I hope it's much like the 3DS lifespan, like the 3DS
slow start.
Was rocky. Yeah, it was a rocky start with the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that, you know, Nintendo kept saying, like, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot by the 3DS launch. What did they learn? That they could have a slow start? That they could pull that off? That they can live through something like that? It's like, we got to plan.
I wonder if there's going to be, like, an ambassador program for early Wii U adopters.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm one of them. So, I mean, anything that they can offer me, fine.
They drop it to fucking $179.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy it instantly.
It's a good product. It's a fine product. It's off to a rocky start.
Fat Potato 2.
It's Fat Potato.
Oh yeah, that Wind Waker HD will probably get me to buy it.
I'm not buying it for that unless it's cheap and bundled and it looks awesome. And I'll never open it.
I will open it.
I
will definitely open it. I've been itching to play that game so bad. I mean, I'll have played it on a GameCube before then, but anyway.
I'm done.
You're all set?
I'm done.
Hold on, let me try and get my kid here. Are you going to bed?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Now. Okay, go back upstairs.
Thanks, Lana.
No.
All right. But you know what? We didn't say our Facebook page or our thank you for listening or anything like that. Can you say that? Say thanks for listening.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, you say, no. You say thanks for listening, I'll give you something. I'll give you a treat. Okay. Just right... Right next to the microphone. Come next to the microphone and say, thanks for listening.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yay! Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
What do you want for your treat?
What's the treat of choice?
Joe, what's your address?
It's a nice piece of treat, though, too.
This is a microphone. Everybody can hear you. Okay, so yell all range mode as loud as you can.
No.
Say, all range mode!
No, you say it.
I won't say it. What about if we all say it?
Yeah, let's all say it.
Okay, so on three, we'll all say all range mode as loud as we can, okay? So one, two, three.
All range mode!